Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird speaking. Today, on the broadcast, we will conclude our series of studies, which we have entitled Christ in the Four Gospels, and we are going to consider the Gospel of John as depicting our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. The three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, predict him as the coming King, as the perfect servant, and as indeed he was the Son of Man. But the Gospel according to St. John is not synoptic. It's different. It's unique. And it presents our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Now, if we will turn to the first chapter of John, if you have your Bibles near at hand, you will probably want to follow these truths in your Bible. John chapter 1 and 1. This is the way this wonderful Gospel begins. In the beginning was the Word. Now the Word here is capitalized. It is a title of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we shall very soon see. And isn't this wonderful to think that John's Gospel would begin this way? Think of the first verse of the Bible, if you please. In the beginning, God. God created the heavens and the earth. All right, that was the way the Old Testament started. Listen to this, please. In the beginning was the Word. How long ago was that? In the beginning, he was there, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now here, we have in the unmistakable terms the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is eternal. There is no genealogy in the Gospel according to St. John. God does not have a genealogy. He has always existed. A billion years ago, a trillion years, a quadrillion years ago, however far we go back in time, God was there. Christ was there. And if we say that he had a beginning, then we have the question forced upon us, who began him? God has always existed. He is the Word, our Lord Jesus Christ, with the divine logos. He interpreted God. We express ourselves through words. You're listening to this broadcast through words. Words that are formed from a monotone note, but that monotone note is broken up in words and sounds. Now, we trust that the message that is in my mind will be in yours by the time the broadcast is over. But Christ came to reveal the Father. Now we read of our Lord Jesus Christ as the Word of God in verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Who's that? That's Christ. He was made flesh. He was God, but he took upon himself human flesh. I've heard some, and the Jews in the 10th chapter, or in the 8th chapter, I believe it is, of this Gospel according to St. John, they said on one occasion to the Lord Jesus, we don't believe that any man can become God. They only saw him as a man. Well, in our Lord Jesus Christ, his incarnation was not a man becoming God. It was God becoming a man. And if God chooses to become a man, who's going to tell him that he can't do it? Christ was here as God manifest in human flesh. How wonderful. Now, the divine titles of Christ in the first chapter of John are marvelous. We've started out with one title, and you'll notice, please, with one exception, that these titles are all prefaced by the definite article, T-H-E, the, or the. He is the Word, the Word. Now listen to some of these titles, if you please. He is the Word. He is the light, in verse 7 of John's Gospel. We read there, the same came for a witness. This is John the Baptist, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. And John tells us very carefully, I am not the light. He is the light, capital L, if you please. All right? The next title, in verse 17, we read, we've already considered the fact that he's the Word. In verse 17, we read there, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now Jesus Christ, Jesus is his earthly name, Christ is a title. It means the Messiah, it means the anointed. The Christ of the New Testament is the Messiah of the Old Testament, and he will be the Messiah of the New Testament when he comes to reign on the throne in this world to come. Now we've seen him as Jesus Christ, and that's a title. What is a title? A title is a descriptive name. It describes the person that to whom that title is fixed, designated. And these are titles. Now we have also in here, the 18th verse, he's the only begotten Son. Verse 18 reads, no man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, capital S, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. He's the divine Logos. Now we go farther down in the chapter. He's the he is the indeed the Lamb of God. In verse 29, well, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now that is a title, the Lamb of God. And he is the Lord in verse 23. He saith, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Christ. That's a title. And now, after he is declared to be the Lamb of God, we read of him farther down in the chapter. He's the King of Israel. At the end of the chapter, he is designated as the King of Israel by Nathanael. And the Lord Jesus identifies himself as the man of God in verse 51. I'm going to ask you to consider this. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the most titled person in all the universe. There are some 120 titles of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. Isn't it striking that in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, 9 of those 120 titles are found in this chapter alone? 1,158 chapters in the Bible, if you please, to contain 120 titles of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Rose of Sharon. Well, we're not going into those titles. 9 of them are in this chapter. Who are we talking about? We're talking about the Son of God, God manifest in the flesh. Now, another wonderful aspect of this is found in the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ claims the title of God as the Great I Am. In this wonderful gospel, the Lord Jesus Christ refers to himself repeatedly as the I Am. He says in John chapter 6, I am the bread of life. He uses that figure. Why? Because the bread of life gives us life. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. Now, he's not only he's not only the bread, but he's the light of the world. In John chapter 8, we read there where the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, then Jesus spake unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. He is the light. God alone is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Another figure. And then he says in John chapter 10, he refers to himself as the door, verse 9. He says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. I am the door into heaven. Religion is not the door to heaven. Good works. Almsgiving is not the door to heaven. Christ is the door to heaven. And then he farther on says in verse 10, the same chapter that we've been reading from, he speaks of it, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then in chapter 11, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. And he speaks further there in that wonderful, wonderful verse, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead in sins, yet shall he live. And then lastly, he says, I am the true vine. it in contradistinction to Israel, who was that vine in the fifth chapter of Isaiah that God planted and took such good care of it. And what did it produce? It produced wild grapes, sour grapes. Oh, Christ says, I'm the true vine. Ye are the branches. And we sustain, we get our sustenance for Christ. Now, these are seven figures in which the Lord uses his divine title, I am, as given to Moses, as given in front of Moses to identify the Lord. The Lord gives the title to himself. He refers to himself when he commissioned Moses as the I am. Moses said, the children of Israel are going to ask me the question, who sent you? What's his name? What shall I tell them? God says, I am that I am. And then he says, tell them, I am hath sent you. Well, now that doesn't fit our good grammar, does it? But it's good theology. He is the great I am. Now let me tell you something else. 17 other times in the Gospel according to St. John, our Lord Jesus Christ refers to himself as the I am, not under a figure. You have to interpret it by the context, which of course we cannot do. Now I think a marvelous example of this title is found in chapter 18, verses 5 and 6. Judas had betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, and they sent an armed band of soldiers to capture him. They come upon him, and Jesus asked them, whom seek ye? This is in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he says, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith, I am he. As soon as then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. He used his divine title. Now it's interesting that the word he in the Authorized Version isn't even there. It's italicized. It was added to smooth the translation. But it really should be I am. They went backward and fell to the ground. Now lastly, in the 19th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, when our Lord Jesus Christ was just before he died on that cross, he made the statement, it is finished. Matthew, Mark, and Luke say he just simply cried. They do not use the words. Christ says there, it is finished. What was finished? The work that God gave him to do, to save your souls and mine through dying on the cross for me. It is finished. God tells me the problem of your sin is taken care of. Does that go for you too? Say amen. Our Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for our Lord Jesus Christ and the way he's presented to us in these Gospels. Help us to adore him, we pray in his name. Amen.